Cuomo told Democratic lawmakers, union leaders, and environmentalists that the law, which sets a goal of reducing all greenhouse gas emissions by 85% by 2050, is the most consequential of his administration.
In a few minutes, I will sign the most aggressive climate law in the United States of America.
New York's law also sets interim goals that call for 70% of the state's electricity to come from renewable energy sources such as wind and solar by 2030, and that all electricity in the state be carbon-free by 2040. The governor's enthusiastic support of the measure is a change from Cuomo's statements back in mid-June, when he said the bill was a political placebo and that its goals were unrealistic. Cuomo also announced two offshore wind power projects that will generate 1,700 megawatts of power, enough to power 1 million homes and create 1,600 unionized jobs and over $3 billion of economic activity. He also said there will be nearly $280 million in new investments in infrastructure to distribute the power and a $20 million program at the State University of New York to train clean energy workers. Former Vice President Al Gore served with Cuomo when the governor was HUD secretary in the Clinton administration. Gore credited Cuomo for acting, along with other key states, to fulfill the goals of the Paris Accord on climate change after President Donald Trump pulled out of the agreement.
We're gaining momentum. I started to say we're gaining on the crisis. We're not yet at that point, but if we keep gaining momentum, we will soon be gaining on the crisis.
The law was widely praised by environmental groups who say the ultimate success or failure of the law depends on the details of how the goals are met. Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group wants the state to issue an annual public report card.
This is complicated stuff. We throw around things like megawatts and gigawatts a lot, and the average member of the public might not understand these things. We need something available that can as easily as possible help the public understand how this transition is happening.
The state's largest business lobby group, the Business Council of New York State, has some reservations about what it says are very ambitious goals. The council's Darren Suarez says while the new wind projects announced will benefit the companies who were awarded the contracts, they may drive up energy prices.
That comes at a cost to somebody, and consumers ultimately will pay it.
And he says 40,000 manufacturing jobs in the state will be jeopardized unless there are some significant innovations in alternative energy technology over the next several years.
At this time, there is no technology to get us to where we want to be at 2050. There will have to be significant investment in R&D. There'll have to be significant investment in changes to infrastructure.
Moran with NYPERC says the new law will create incentives to come up with the new technologies.
Technology is going to have to catch up because we have to act. We have to make sure what we are doing aligns with the latest science, because if we don't, the consequences are utterly dire.
A 23-member climate action panel will be created to carry out the goals as part of the new law. Business leaders as well as environmentalists will be included. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.